this week on Step Ready Geek Up, episode 26. We talk about StarCraft II Heart of the Swarm, the new Borderlands downloadable content, our favorite Vegas memories, and Matt Red Comics. Always remember, step your geek up. And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/SYGU podcast.
Hello, where are you? I know you're there. I can feel you here.
You haven't met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
It's the devil's music!
If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
Okay. Let's party.
Getting up for work is a struggle. Playing all night till you come down with carpal tunnel.
For the gamers,
we forsake meals and sleep to beat a game. They only had a week, so peep.
It's for the gamers.
Play your game and beat it, but won't stop till they unlock.
Welcome again, Step Ready Geek Up, episode 26, Games, Movies, Comics. And I'm with Matt.
Kenny.
How was your week, man?
Crazy.
Busy, huh?
Yeah, dude, it was nuts. Nutso.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't do... My week was kind of boring, actually, but...
Oh, really?
But what's new?
Oh, everything, of course. life in general, you know. No real games out this week. I got to play a couple demos, which were cool. Read some comic books.
Wait. There was that one game that came out. What was it called?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. No new game came out.
Yeah, nothing. Okay, let's just keep going.
Are you kidding me? There's no new game out.
Heart of the Swarm, dude.
What? No.
What is Heart of the Swarm?
Baloney.
We're going to do a big little review of that, and it will be spoiler-free, right, Matt?
Is this Step Your Spoilers Up or Step Your Geek Up, Kenny?
Okay, hey, I'm just making sure, because I haven't even finished the game yet.
I haven't either.
Okay. We'll see how far we've gotten.
Yeah,
Yeah, we're waking up. It's 7 o'clock on a beautiful Monday afternoon out here in Southern California. Nice. March 18, 2013.
Wonderful weather. What are we sitting at right now weather-wise? Probably 75, 76?
I think it's like 70 at my house.
Oh, yeah? You a little chilly up there?
No, not really, but I don't see any sun. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, so.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
Good old Southern California. It was like 85 degrees yesterday, and now it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
It says we're 61 degrees out here in Mentone.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Point
that's a little
made.
Cooler than I thought it was.
How we're going to start this one off, we got an email from Aaron, and he was in Vegas, and he said one of his favorite parts of our podcast is when we talk about crazy party stories, so he wants to know what our favorite... Our favorite Vegas memory is, because we live about, what, 3.5-4 hours from Vegas?
Yeah.
So, every once in a while, as people in Southern California make a venture to the city.
Of sin.
The city that destroys your liver. Matt, do you have a notable one? Because I got a notable one.
I've got plenty of notable ones.
What's your
most
notable?
Here's the thing, man. Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Kenny.
No, it doesn't.
It's supposed to.
No.
Yes.
No.
Vegas, bro.
Dude, you gotta have at least one story.
Oh, I lived out there for a while. I have lots of stories. That's the problem. Oh. I had a great time in Vegas when I lived out there. And the trips I've gone past times have been great. It's gonna take me a while to narrow down one. I'll let you go ahead and spit yours out.
Can you guess what mine is?
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't tell everybody that. Yeah.
Okay, I can think of another. Oh, shit, that's going to be tough now, because that was, like, my number one. I don't know.
I think it's everybody's number one that was part of it.
Yeah, we'll just not put that in the podcast. oh, shit. God damn it. See, now I'm totally stuck.
Now you're totally stuck, he says.
I've been to Vegas so many times, but there's so many times you just forget everything.
Yeah.
Which is like every time you go. You know what? My first trip to Vegas, right when I turned 21, I went with a couple of my friends, and it was her birthday, and we spent the first night out, and there was five of us. And, of course, we all hit the strip together, and we're staying at Circus, and then, like, 30 minutes later, we're all split up. Like, I'm with my friend Mike, and everyone else is gone. So, of course, I learn how to milk free drinks out of every casino I possibly could. So what the trick is in Vegas, if you really want to drink for free, what you do is you buy a big drink, like the big Long Island or whatever. Start drinking that. Then hit every casino down the strip. Sit at a penny machine. Put $5 in. Wait for a cocktail waitress. Get a mixed drink. Pour it in your big drink. And then just walk out. Party all night.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good way to do it.
Anyways, we ended up at Fremont Street the second night, and we got super loaded. We had no money, and we were trying to bribe a cab driver to take us back to Circus Circus for $15. Which is like, it's like a seven, it's like 7 miles or 6 miles or something. So it's not something that a cab driver would ever do. So we walked 6 miles at like 4 in the morning, wasted. And that was crazy because everyone thinks like Vegas, the city of lights, everything's so nice. No.
No.
Yeah, like you got the casinos, you got little Fremont Street, and everything else is at least right there. It's pretty sketch. Like
it's super hood.
It's super hood. Like there are nice areas in Vegas. Like my fiance has family lives out there and they live in a really nice area, but I mean,
they live way off the strip.
Exactly. They're like 20, 30 minutes at least from the strip. Like they're not everything right around the strip. You think strip's really nice and it is, but once you go away from the strip, no.
But even the strip's not, I mean, there's people getting stabbed on the walkways over by MGM all the time.
Yeah, that's true. The strip's pretty. That one time I was walking down the strip with my friends and this guy's like, "Hey, man, you guys want any weed?" And I was like, "Nah, man, we don't do stuff like that." And he goes, "Okay, you want some coke?" I was like, dude, I don't want anything. Like, yeah, Vegas is a lot more sketch than people think it is.
Yeah, that is for sure. Probably one of my best Vegas memories since, you know, I lived there for so long, all that, was actually my buddy who we play Warcraft with, Big Tortura. Him and his wife came out one time with a bunch of their friends. Is that what you guys are calling him right now?
Oh, I've been giving him so much shit in Warcraft.
Good. but no, he's, you know, he came out to Vegas and we got to hang out for like, you know, we'd been playing together for 4 or 5 years at the time and finally got to hang out with him, go out drinking. We drank till like 3, 4 in the morning the first night. I mean, it's a great night, great evening. Lots of drinking that night. Had a great time.
Yeah, if you go to Vegas, that's pretty much.
He got so pissed at me because every roulette table we went to, I would drop like $20-$40 on it on black and win every time. He just was like, I don't get it. And then I dropped like $100 on one, I think. I think it was that weekend that I dropped $100 down and I won too. So.
Ooh. Yeah, if there's anything you do in Vegas, it's drink a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
When I went with Mike once, I brought, of course, because I'm a gambler. When I go to Vegas, I fucking gamble. Okay, I drink and then I usually end up gambling. But I was down to my last $8. And mind you, me and my friend were only there for 24 hours. And we went and we got there at like 9:30 in the morning and we just drank till like 5 in the morning. And I went down to the casino floor and I put $8 in this little quarter slot machine. That was like a single line. So max bet was 75 cents or like 3 credits. And I had the last beer and my last $8. And I hit the button once and I got the jackpot. It was like $450.
Nice.
8,000 quarters. Or no, 8,000 nickels. It was a nickel machine.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then we had a margarita brunch the next day. It ruled.
Even better.
Anyways, time to wake everyone up. We can start talking about the news now.
Hello, news
of the week. New Borderlands 2 downloadable content with new class and higher level cap.
Yes.
You pumped up or what?
What's the new class?
I don't think it said. I think it was more of a tease.
Ah, I didn't see that, but that's cool. New DLC, new class. I'm just not a DLC guy.
Really? You love Borderlands, dude.
I love Borderlands. I even love the Necromancer stuff, but I don't do DLC.
It's just not going to float your boat.
Find it just never has. It never has. Never really does. I mean, yeah, I just don't. I'm just not a DLC kind of guy.
Hey, to each his own, man. I'm not I traded in Borderlands 2 a while ago, so I loved it, but I couldn't find that drive to keep going with it. So
I beat it. My Necromancer is like level 30 something.
Woo. I mean, isn't 50 the cap right now?
50 is the cap right now. Yeah, I don't have anybody capped because I've beaten the game a couple of times, but I don't know. I might just do the new class download stuff, but if I have to do the whole pack, I may not. So.
Oh, you sound so sad today, man.
I'm just really ungodly tired.
I was like, wake up. There you go. Now you're waking up.
Yes.
Disney Infinity was delayed from June to August. Not that big of a deal. It's only 3 months.
Whatever. Whatever, Disney.
Oh, I saw something on the news today that Last of Us, the campaign right now, is like 12 to 16 hours.
Yeah, it's something like that.
So that's pretty good for a single-player game. You know, that don't bother me.
No, especially like for an adventure game. I mean, that's pretty good for those kind of like an adventure game.
Yeah,
like
it's not like an open-world Skyrim-esque game. What do you expect, you know?
Yeah, you're not a huge like RPG or anything. It's going to be a scripted story, stuff like that. So that's 12 to 15 is good with me, man.
The Razer Edge Pro, they have stopped doing pre-orders because of the high demand, which is crazy. Wow. 'Cause I would never fucking buy that thing.
I don't like it.
Yeah. It's essentially, if you guys don't know, like the tablet is essentially like, it looks like an iPad with like two little joysticks on each end.
Yeah.
Like, that's really all it is. I mean, I don't see what the big deal behind it is. It just, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you see the all new the Samsung Galaxy S4 reveal?
No.
Pretty cool stuff, actually. They're actually gonna have an add-on for it. It's just like a little Bluetooth add-on, so you'll turn the phone like horizontally, and it's a pretty big screen. You know, they use like the big 5-inch screens on them. And you're gonna be able to attach like a little gamepad to it and have your, it looks almost like a little Xbox controller there for you.
Huh.
And it just syncs up to it wirelessly or through Bluetooth, and it just, you know, hooks onto the, it kind of clamps on top of the phone. So it kind of clamps onto it while you're holding it horizontally, and you have your controller there for it on certain games. You'll be able to use it. So that was pretty cool. But the coolest thing they had on it was, like what they call, it was like called retina swiping. And the screen will be able to tell when you're like looking at the screen, like when your eyes are focused on the screen.
No, that's just fucking creepy.
Dude, and they demoed this stuff, dude. So what you can do with it is, say you're watching like a YouTube video or anything on it, it'll play while you're focused on it, but as soon as you like look away, like something distracts you, it'll pause the video.
Holy shit. That's ridiculous.
They also showed it. They didn't show a lot of it, but they showed like someone like was surfing the internet browser on it. And as long as you're focused on it, you can like tilt the screen up or down, and it'll scroll the screen for you.
No way.
Yeah. So you don't. It's like completely hands-free.
Well, I mean, what if you're like walking down the street and you hit a bump? Then the screen's gonna start going everywhere.
And I can definitely see where there could be hiccups and problems with it, but it was just a pretty cool technology where everything you're doing is just looking at it with your eyes.
Welcome to the future.
What?
just a quick disclaimer, everyone. There's a lot of fake Grand Theft Auto 5 beta sites out right now. There is no beta out for Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't even think there's an alpha out. So don't sign up for one of those because they're all fake.
Good to know.
Just letting you know, it was on the website.
Have you heard anything about the Elder Scrolls beta yet?
No.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be the end of the month, right? Everyone's supposed to get beta invites?
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming up here shortly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Matt, did you see the new BioShock trailer?
No.
Why?
I'm trying to stay away from stuff right now.
No, it's not like a spoiler. It's just fucking awesome.
I'm at a point right now where it's like with really good movies where I'm tired of the hype and I just need it in my hands.
Oh, it's really good.
I get to a point like where it's getting close to like movies. Like Iron Man 3 is coming out next month. So I'm like, I can't watch any more Iron Man stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like with BioShock coming out in 2 weeks, I'm like, I can't watch any more Infinite stuff. Like it's gonna cause me stress waiting for these games.
And there's also a fake Modern Warfare 4 teaser site. Just let everyone know, too.
Is there Modern Warfare or the Battlefield one? Or is the Battlefield one real? The Battlefield 4
Battlefield stuff. Said that March 26th, EA is going to be holding an event for Battlefield 4.
But then they released like a little teaser trailer, I thought?
I think they did. I haven't watched it, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it either. That'll be good, man. Battlefield games are great.
Yeah, I loved the last Battlefield. Oh, shit. I just saw something. I was like, I need to say something about that. But I don't know.
Say something about it.
Bioshock Infinite is going to be awesome. That's all I'm
going to say. It's going to be great, dude. I can't wait, man. 26, right? 29.
26, because my fiance keeps going, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, nothing, I'm good. And then I was like, well, there's a game coming out day after my birthday that I might want. Maybe.
Maybe.
You know, I'm a grown man turning 26 and wanting a video game for his birthday.
You could want some crack.
That's true. Hey,
that's true.
Some crack might be pretty good, though.
That's true. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That crack will keep me up all night playing Bioshock.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, sorry. I know we're kind of going on whatever right now. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, you can download Spec Op The Line right now for free.
Nice.
And I was actually going to buy that for $40 like a month ago because I heard the story so killer, but I never bought it. So I'm glad I didn't buy it, and now I downloaded it.
Nice. Free is always the way to be.
And Assassin's Creed 4 is being built by 1,000 people.
Wow. Wow. Show offs, man.
I know, right? Way to rub it in people's faces that you're rich.
Way to have people at your expense. How'd you put them on a new game, assholes?
I know, right?
Come on, Ubisoft.
What? Oh, I don't. Sorry, I just checked my email and I saw that email from you.
Oh, yeah, that's a first person Super Mario Brothers 3. The last level. It's all in first person. Some guy made a movie. And it, like, takes you through the whole level in first-person mode. It's crazy looking.
Huh.
It's so wild, dude.
Is that your nerdgasm?
No.
Oh. Do you have a nerdgasm?
I do.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Go for it.
Okay. Oh, that's what we're doing right now?
Well, yeah, we're done with the news, unless you got
nerdgasm time. I'm just trying to catch up here. You were watching Super Smash Brothers stuff, so or not Super Smash Brothers.
No,
Super
Mario Brothers. Didn't watch it. I just logged in and saw it.
Very cool.
By the way, sorry everyone, if you guys hear like loud typing, I'm on my computer upstairs on my StarCraft keyboard, and
someone's on their loud keyboard
like this.
Yeah, and you thought my mouse clicking was annoying.
Well, hey, you know what the best part of this is? I'm on my computer upstairs so I can catch you when you're doing fucking dailies.
Why are you on WoW then?
I'm not on WoW.
So how do you know that I'm doing dailies?
I just, now I can check very quickly.
Okay. So anyways, Matt Casillas' nerdgasm. My nerdgasm was actually, we just had an awesome St. Patty's Day, dude. We did a Walking Dead St. Patty's Day little get together. That Kenny missed out on.
Oh, so is that why we didn't record last night?
Yeah, because we were drinking and watching Walking Dead all night. Yeah,
that's what I figured when you were like, I was like, so are we going to record? And you were like, it's going to be a short episode. I haven't read a lot of comics yet. And then all of a sudden it was, hey, you want to come over and watch Walking Dead for St. Patty's?
I hadn't read any comics yet, so.
Who'd you watch Walking Dead with?
John, Brad, and Amanda.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's four of us, but it was awesome, man. Like, we were all sitting there, like, watching the new show, the new episode, because like, they were catching up.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we were all having dinner and stuff like that and drinking, and we watched, like, three episodes, and then the new one came out last night, and we all watched that, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, my St. Patty's Day was...
it was an awesome episode.
It was a very... We'll get to that. It was a very...
Oh, yeah. Good, I'm glad you watched it, because we'll be talking a lot.
Yeah, actually, yesterday at like 1 in the afternoon, my friend Jordan called me. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, nothing, man, just chilling. He's like, hey, not because it's St. Patty's Day, but you want to go get a beer? I was like, yeah, sure. And where me and Matt are at, there's a kind of a lot of sprouting up breweries around here. So we went to Ritual. In Loma Linda?
Ritual. Yeah, Ritual. Right across the street from Donkey Punch.
Well, we went to Ritual, and we knew the bartender, so we got our first beer free, and then we got another one, and then we went over to Donkey Punch, had another beer, and then we went back to Ritual and had another beer.
Nice.
And it was great, but that was probably one of the number one reasons I wasn't going to go to your house, because, first of all, this guy doesn't drink beer like he used to. Second of all, craft beers are a whole nother wicked mistress. You can vouch for that, right, Matt?
I drink them like they're normal beers anyways.
But you can say that they're going to get you loaded a lot quicker in a regular.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like we
especially,
had like
especially day drinking them. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was like the
they'll
middle
catch you
of the
quick,
day.
Man. They'll catch you quick.
We had like these gnarly ass dark IPAs. They were so good though. Mm.
Nice. But anyways, I highly recommend you guys when you're watching new episodes of Walking Dead, do it with other people. You'll have a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I always watch them with my fiance. That's one of our rituals.
Lots of people.
Oh, I know. Sorry. Well, my dog's there too.
People, Kenny.
My dog is a person.
Your dog is
Olive,
a dog.
You tell him. She's gonna tell
your
you.
Your dog that. Is a dog.
No, my dog is a person.
Your dog is a dog named Olive.
You're just jealous.
Not really.
You got
I love
Maddie.
Your dog. I love your dog, and I love Maddie, but they're dogs, Kenny.
No,
nope. Not people.
Never. Anywho,
if they were people, they'd have superpowers, bro. They'd have super hearing, super scent, and super sight.
Yeah, they would have fucking superpowers.
You know what I'm saying? See? Those aren't people. If those dogs were people, they'd have superpowers.
Anyways, I got nerdgasm and a rant. I'm going to start with my nerdgasm and keep it cheery.
No, we do what we like to call a negative sandwich. So we had a nerdgasm, now we have a rant,
okay.
And we need a nerdgasm.
Okay, so. As all of you know.
Drum roll, please.
As all of you know, I am a huge StarCraft fan. If there's any game series that I have followed for an incredibly long time, it's StarCraft. That was like beginning of seventh grade for me, right? So, StarCraft 2, when I finally got to play it, I was pumped. And everyone knows I went to MLG Anaheim just to watch pro games. Like, I'm still obsessed with it. Anyways, so this new expansion came out. I pre-ordered this on Amazon on December 22nd. So that's over three months. I got my beta key, so I guess that's a positive out of this whole thing. But then I got a hold of Amazon the day before. I'm like, it hasn't shipped yet. It's supposed to be here on Tuesday. And then I get a hold of them, and they're like, you know what? It's not going to be there until like between the 15th and the 17th. I was like, but I pre-ordered it forever ago. And they're like, yeah, well, it's not going to be there till then. I was like, all right. And I hung up on them, and I was like, shit, do I cancel it? And then I called. Who did I call, Matt? Just take a guess.
Matt Casillas.
No.
I don't know.
I called GameStop.
Really?
I knew if anyone was going to have a collector's edition, it would probably be them. So.
This is true.
I called GameStop. I said, hey, I know it's a stupid question. I know you guys are doing a midnight release. Do you have any more Heart of the Swarm collector's editions? Because they're only $80, which is only $20 more than the digital deluxe edition online. And he goes, man, let me look. And then he goes, you know what, dude? He's like, we got like two more that aren't reserved. I was like, well, let me reserve right now. I'll be there right now. He's like, well, you can't reserve anymore because it's the day before, but I can hold one for you. Give me your name and your number. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Here it is. Here it is. I was like, so I'm good. He's like, you're good, dude. I was like, thank you so much, man. So then I got on Amazon, canceled my pre-order, right?
There you go.
And I'm all jacked up. And then I leave the house and I'm like, I was going to go rock climbing. I was like, oh, I'm gonna stop by GameStop and see if I can just pay it off right now. And I walk in. I'm like, yeah, I called on the phone about Heart of the Swarm. He's like, hey, Geary, yeah, how you doing? I was like, oh, pretty good. I was like, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys have a collector's edition strategy guides. I want one of those, too. And he's like, okay. And he's, like, staring at the computer for a while. And it's, like, one of those things, like, I know you're not fucking doing anything right now. You're just trying to make it look like you're working. And he goes, you know what, man? Our shipment got changed. So the computer just updated, so we don't have any extra anymore. And I looked at him.
He wasn't really doing it. He was sitting there thinking about how he's going to tell you, I don't have what I promised you over the phone.
Yeah. And I looked at him, and I went, you told me you held one for me. He's like, yeah, but our computer updated. I was like, that was like 30 minutes ago. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, man, but we have the regular copies. And I was like, why the hell would I buy a regular copy from you? He just looked at me and he was like, well, we still have the strategy guides. I was like, you do understand. I just canceled an Amazon order because of you. And he was like, yeah, well, the computer updated. And I was like, you're fucking full of shit. And there were a bunch of people in the store and I just walked out. I was so mad.
That sucks.
It did, dude, because if they wouldn't have had it, I just would have buckled down and been like, you know what? I'm just going to wait a day or two then. Like, yeah. I'll just wait because I want that collector's edition. And, of course, they dicked me over. So I got in my car. I called, like, all the GameStops in the area. Of course, no one had them. I called Best Buy. They didn't have it. So then the next day or 2 days later, I'm like, I want to see if I can get a hold of that strategy guide. Because I went to order on Amazon and it said ships in 1 to 3 months. I was like, no. Oof. So the GameStop by my house said they had one. I said, okay. So I went down there to get it. And guess what was sitting on the counter behind the cashier?
Collector's edition.
Oh my God. It was staring at me. And I walked in and this wasn't the first one I went to. And the guy was really cool. The people in the Highland one are really cool. And he's like, hey, how can I help you? I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, what? And I was like, is that for sale? He goes, yeah. I was like, you guys didn't have any. He's like, yeah, that guy canceled it like 10 in the morning this morning. That's our last one.
It's meant to be. It was meant to be.
Well, I had already bought online. And I was like, well, shit, I just spent $60 digitally. I'm not going to spend another 80 and then have like a duplicate copy of the game. So, but that just made me sad.
What about your eBay life, Kenny? You have a second living as eBay. Should have bought it. It's resold it.
How? But they wouldn't have a game key in it, though.
The one that you would have bought at GameStop?
Well, yeah, but I want the... wait, what? Oh, you're saying I could have bought it new at GameStop and then sold the actual game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't think... What would I get for it, the actual game? Maybe $20?
I'm saying, like, you know, just take out what was the different, you know, whatever was different, and just sell it the rest. Sell it to the parts, man.
Yeah. Too much work.
All right. Sure. Sounds good. Well, I'm glad you, I don't think you would have waited anyways, even if you didn't cancel order. I would have bought, you would have probably bought the regular digital copy and waited for your ultimate one to come on in.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have waited.
Or your collector's edition.
Still, that's a lot of money.
But I'm saying you would have bought what was the regular one, though, digitally?
$40.
40?
Yeah.
I could see you doing it.
Yeah, I probably would, too, knowing me. Anyways, yeah. Enough about rants. I feel like we're boring everyone right now.
I think you're just boring me. I think that's the problem.
How? my nerdgasm has to do with Heart of the Swarm, and it was Lurkers. Have you gotten that far yet, Matt?
Nope.
Lurkers are a unit from StarCraft Brood War, and they're Hydralisks that are morphed, and they burrow underground, and they they shoot out a bunch of spines across the ground. And
nice.
It sounds kind of dumb, but if you played Brood War, like... In StarCraft, there was no Lurkers. And then the expansion of Brood War came out, and that was, like, the unit everyone knew about was the Lurker. And it was the coolest fucking unit ever. I loved it. Everyone loved it. And then in the expansion for one of your... In the campaign mode for one of your mutations, you can make a Lurker. And I yelled out, yes, while I was on my computer. Because I was playing, and I was just like, yes. Like, woo! Just by myself, just so pumped about the Lurker. That was my nerdgasm.
Ready to go on the Lurkers, huh?
Lurkers fucking rule, dude.
Lurkers, bro.
All day.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I'm pretty sure you read comics.
A couple. Mostly the stuff I wanted to get into was... the Death of the Robin stuff, the Requiem line, like I said, I don't think they really justified and did justice to killing off a character as major as Damian Wayne last week. So with this one, they did a little bit better job. They had Batman and Robin was out, and that was their number 18 Batman and Robin, number 8, or an 18 Batman as well, number 18. And then Batgirl number 18 is for the third one. So they all did really good. The Batman one itself was a little different. He's now talking to this girl that I may have mentioned earlier. She was like issue 2 or 3. Harper is the girl's name. Looks like she's going to be getting groomed into the newest Robin from kind of the hints and the action. So we're finally going to have a female Robin in a main comic line, not just a side story or anything like that, like with the Dark Knight. So this will be cool. I think that's what it's grooming up to be. Hopefully it works out. Because the character, she's pretty cool. She's pretty, like, techie and all about the gadgets. She's been tracking Batman through different signals through, like, police scanners and things like that. She's locked onto his signal, and she's able to kind of pinpoint him throughout the city, figure out where he's at. And she's been watching his moves, noticing that he's really been tearing himself up after the death of Damian Wayne. And obviously she doesn't know anything about this or the death of Robin itself. So she's just kind of – she's making guesses that he needs a break and needs some help. So she's kind of offering that a little bit to him. So Batman number 18 was great. And like I said, I think we're going to get a new female Robin here shortly, maybe in a couple episodes. So that will be pretty cool to see. The big one, though, with this series, the Batgirl was really good. You know, Barbara herself is worried for Bruce and things like that and how he's going to cope with the situation. And Bruce, Batman, he just carries on. So what he does, he just hits it harder than he did before to not think about it. But Batman and Robin number 18 is where we really actually feel some impact from losing Robin and Damian Wayne. In this one, there's very little dialogue throughout the whole book. It's only about 21 pages. But what's cool about this is you see so much more, like, of just that anger that he has, you know, and he's really going rampant and doing everything he can to keep his mind off of losing his son. So he kind of goes, you know, super overtime with getting bad guys and bandits and just low life thugs in general. And, you know, there's a great big splash page where Jim Gordon's walking up to the roof and because the bat signal has been turned on. And what's cool about it is there's probably like 30 thugs all tied up and strapped up on the roof of the commissioner's office where Batman just has left a bunch of guys. So it's pretty cool.
He's just letting them hang out.
Like, yeah, he just ties them up, you know, and throws them down and they're just all sitting there bound and gagged on the roof.
Shit.
And he's just dropping more people off throughout the night. And he's really going nuts. And like I said, there's not a lot of dialogue in this. It's a lot of imagery. You're seeing a lot of that, like, just frustration from Bruce himself. And there's a really – he kind of, like, lashes out finally towards the end of the book. And it was just a really great – they finally did some justice to – there's actually some pain in the Bat universe right now of losing, you know, losing Damian Wayne, losing Robin right now. So I'm really happy that they're moving a little bit more towards that. I'm sure we'll even have more impact when Batman Incorporated comes out in a week. And also we'll have Detective Comics. We'll see what they kind of do with it as well, see if they touch on anything. Also, we'll have Red Hood, the Outlaws, Teen Titans. Hopefully, we'll touch a little bit more on it as well. But we'll see. I don't know. So far, Nightwing, we'll see what he does next week is on top of that. But it's been good. The Requiem stuff's been all right. It's been a good read. It's been very different to watch a character like that, especially when I like so much. Little strange to kind of see him go. we also had another big issue from good old Walking Dead. We had 108 come out. In this one, Rick has now met a king. King Ezekiel is his name. And he's this, like, badass dude that kind of started his own kingdom. The guy, Jesus, that has been kind of helping Rick and the community out and kind of helping them reach out to other little communities around them, who has been helping Rick plot against Negan and the Saviors, has now told Rick, you know what, I know there's one guy who will ally with us and who hates Negan just as much as you do, and he'll definitely help us out and be a part of the cause here. And he goes and introduces him to King Ezekiel, and Ezekiel's pretty badass, man. He has a tiger as a pet, which is the shit.
I've always wanted a pet tiger.
Right? And it's just cool. Like, it's a really fun episode, or a fun issue. It's a lot of fun. You see a little bit of Negan has a sleeper agent in his ranks, and there's going to be some betrayal happening here in the next couple issues, so that'll be really good. We're going to see an assault on Negan's forces of the Saviors, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be some big bang issues here, and there's a lot more communities than what we've been led on to believe. You know, we have a lot more people and a lot more survivors being revealed to us, so this is kind of opening up a whole new world for Rick and his little community of people that have always been alone through this whole series for over 100 issues. So I'm very excited for this run, and we'll see where it goes when issue number 109 comes out. We also had one of the ones I don't know if I mentioned, I think I did, Witch Doctor Malpractice issue number 4 was really good. I just wanted to retouch on that if I didn't say anything about it. And then what I've actually been reading the most this last week, and it was the only comic that I've read And what was cool about it is, because I've been hearing like rumors of it, and it was done by Mike Miller, who did the Kick-Ass stories. And he's actually done Superman Red Son. And these are older books. They were done, don't remember the date. Anyways, it's not a huge deal. They were at least the probably late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there. Maybe even sooner than that. But what's cool about the Red Son is Superman Red Son stuff is this is actually stories of Superman if he landed in the Soviet Union rather than in the United States.
Weird.
And these stories take place in the 50s. So it's during the Cold War where now the Soviet Union has a weapon more destructive and more powerful than our hydrogen bombs.
What?
In Superman. You know, they have Superman now. And they reveal him to the world right after, you know, right in the middle of the Cold War where America is a superpower with hydrogen bombs. And, you know, we're in the middle of the space race. And, you know, Russia's got a couple of satellites up in the atmospheres and in the outer, you know, in orbit. Well, now they also have Superman. And everyone is pretty damn terrified. It's kind of an alternate universe thing where Lois Lane's actually married. She's actually Lois Luthor. So she's actually married to Lex Luthor in these books because, you know, Clark Kent and Superman have never been in the way for Lex Luthor. And Luthor's actually our number one scientist in America, and he's going to be the one to create a weapon to defeat this evil red commie Superman. What's cool about the run, though, is Superman still has a lot of the same thoughts. Just because he's more tied in with Stalin and the Communist Party, the big thing is he has those same feelings of, how can I just let people die? You know, I have all these powers. How can I sit here and listen to them scream when I have all the power in the world to help save them? So it's still a lot of that Superman of, you know, being Earth's savior, but it's also kind of very scary where Stalin says jump and Superman says how high. So it's a good read. It's awesome stuff. Superman Red Son is really good stuff. And that's actually one of the few Superman comics I've really enjoyed. And Mike Miller crushes it. It's a really good read. Highly suggest it. So this week, your big stuff once again was Batman 18, Batman and Robin 18, Batgirl 18. And then you had Walking Dead 108. And then, like I said, I highly, highly suggest checking out the Superman Red Son stuff because that is awesome, fun reads.
Boom.
Douche.
Boom. Okay. This week in stuff, we just did our comics. For games, we're going to do Heart of the Swarm, but I thought we'd do the boring part first and we do our mop wrap-up. Anything notable, Matt?
I did nothing. I haven't been on, so I have nada.
Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah, I haven't. Trust me. I've been hearing it.
Just today, I am now exalted with Kieran Tor.
Ooh, Kieran Tor offensive. Ha-ha. Round of applause for Kenny.
Kenny did dailies, finally. I did them every day since that patch came out. So.
About time.
I have like 260 lesser charms right now.
Nice.
Which is obnoxious. I don't know what I'm ever going to do with that.
You spend them on Mogu charms?
Well, yeah, but
every week, buy your three. Every week, buy your three.
Yeah, I know.
Every week, buy your three.
I just bought a new trinket. My eye level is at 487.
Nice, so dude.
I'm kicking ass, man.
You're murdering people right now.
You know it. Besides that, I haven't done... Oh, wait. Did we mention we ran the new raid. We did the first part of the new raid. Matt did it, too.
Oh, LFR, yeah.
Yeah, the LFR.
Yeah, the first three bosses of LFR came out. We're going to have the second set come out on Tuesday. So next Tuesday. This upcoming Tuesday.
No, I think it's next Tuesday.
It's this upcoming Tuesday.
No.
Yes.
I don't think it is.
Kenny.
What?
It is.
All right.
Because the very first week the expansion came out, the standard 10 and 25 mans were released. The second week, it just basically what happens is then the LFRs come out and hard modes come out. The third week, which was this week coming up, is when you get the second patch of LFR.
Oh, you little shit. Like you're totally right.
Yeah.
God damn it. I just looked at it and I was like, oh, fuck, he's right. Hell yeah, I got two.
Just because I don't play it any as much as I used to right now, I still know it.
So. Hey, wait, so you can only get 3 Mogu runes a week, huh?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yep. So you got to pick and choose which bosses you want to use them on, though.
It was so nice last time. I was like, I'm just going to roll on each one. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Yeah, I still have one of my Mogu charms. I didn't use them all. I didn't want to use them on the first 2 bosses, so I'll have 4 this next week.
Oh, okay. What did you think of the new raid?
First boss I really liked a lot. I liked his water mechanic. I thought that was really cool, actually, where you get a set amount of time in there with your haste increase and damage and stuff buffed.
I like that. And healing buff, too.
Yeah, everything gets boosted, so that's cool. The cool thing about that, too, is it's kind of, I think with LFR teams especially, it's nice because it'll create a lot of urgency to, like, really get your ass into gear with that very first boss. Because it's kind of a...
it's a check.
It's a soft enrage timer is what they call it. So it's not so much he has an actual timer, but he has a mechanic where if that room fills up with 4 sides of water and they're all electrified, you're going to die. So you've got to knock him out before that 4th one's done and gets electrified.
You're going to die.
You're gonna die if you don't have him dead before that 4th one gets electrified, because it's just so much damage. It's 70,000 a tick if you get locked in that electric stuff.
Yeah,
it's just insane damage can hit you.
Yeah, the first and second boss, at least my LFR group, we flew through.
The second boss is in LFR in 10 man. That's going to be next to impossible as a 10 man control those gates like that. And then that's just a lot of extra, man. That's one of those few runs where 10 man is going to be really at a disadvantage. There's just not enough people.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hope the HP scale is very different between 10 and 25, because otherwise 25 is going to romp through that shit so easy.
The second fight, it was kind of crazy because me and the tank didn't even know that we had to taunt swap until like halfway through. Like, no one told us, and we didn't like really look it up, and then we just started whispering each other. We were like, oh shit, I think we need to be swappy, man. We just like did it on the fly.
Yeah, you guys need to be doing your, you guys need to be reading your dungeon journals for sure.
Yeah. Well, I just knew about his little swipes, but the last boss, my group wiped on like 5 times.
I did it once, or 2 shots. What's funny is you started on the second boss of that raid, and I started on the first,
and you were done before
a half hour before you.
It's because we kept wiping on that last boss, because
that council fight's tough, though. That's a tough council fight. The troll council is
rough. But like 2 of the times, someone pulled like for fun.
Jackasses, dude.
So then we kicked them, but then another person did it.
Trolls, bro. Like, that's just shit. That's the reason I hate LFR so much, is one person really can just ruin your night.
Yeah, and then everyone was freaking out because we were wiping, and I was the raid leader, and I was like, everyone shut up. This is a brand new raid. None of us have ran this before. Have some patience. We got to figure this shit out.
Look at Kenny. Where'd those big britches come from, boy?
When I'm the one who gets my ass kicked every fight. But it worked out. We formulated our strategy and got it down. So
after who told you the strategy?
You.
Yeah, buddy. You're welcome, Kenny.
Well, no, the whole time they were saying fight the shadow one. Fight the one with the shadow on him. But then
who told you how to group them up?
I didn't group them up.
Keep them so they can take the cleave damage?
No, I didn't do that.
You guys messed up. You probably spent an extra 10 minutes on that fight when you didn't need to.
No, we just kept fighting the shadow one.
Yeah, and LFR, the best, if the off tank keeps those guys together, when the shadow guy pops up on the quicksand dude, you should have all 3 together, and you can massive cleave damage those 3 guys for big damage.
But you can't keep them together because the roly guy goes wherever the hell he wants.
Yeah, the roly guy goes wherever he wants, but there's 4 people. That's why you keep 3 of them. The sand guy, the shadow priest girl.
But the shadow priest girl doesn't move, does she?
She'll hang out with the rest of you guys if you get her right.
Oh, so essentially you're getting the frost guy over on top of the other girl.
Yep. The quicksand guy comes on top of that, where now you have 3 people. You're just raking house, dude.
Huh. Yeah, it was.
And it works in LFR. Crazy. It's probably you would never do that in 10 min, I'm sure. But yeah. In LFR, it works great.
It was cool, though. It was fun. Like, and we finally downed it, and I got a helm out of it, too. So that was pretty rad.
I haven't got any drops out of there yet. I meant to run it one more time and drop my third Mogu coin on that fight, but I just haven't been able to get in.
Just wait. Well, no, you should do it tonight, and then you can do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, but it doesn't. If I still have that coin, so might as well just. I'm going to wait for tomorrow because tonight is probably just going to be junk raids. You know, people trying to get in that raid right before the new turn. You know.
Oh yeah, huh? That's true.
There probably not going to be too many great groups. I'll probably Wednesday night or Thursday night. I'll probably do it before I take to Vegas. So.
Oh nice. Oh, you're going out of town again?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Vegas all weekend. Well, no, I'll be gone Thursday, Friday, back on Saturday. So.
Oh okay. I was like, God, we have to wait to record again.
No, we can record Saturday morning.
Okay, so for our big game review, Heart of the Swarm came out last week.
Yeah, buddy.
I can't say enough how satisfied I am with it.
It's a lot of fun, man. And I'm not a multiplayer guy on this game at all. I just really don't play well with StarCraft, so I don't go and play multiplayer to just sit there and get my ass whipped all day. But my God, the single player is wonderful, man.
Woo, it is good.
It's
the campaign is killer.
It is so much fun.
I've played the campaign way more in multiplayer so far.
I still don't like how Zerg units come from the spawns or whatever, the sporlings or whatever they are. I don't like that.
The hatchery, the larva?
Yeah, the larva. I don't like that.
Oh, once you get used to it, for like a pro Zerg player, that shit's fucking heaven for him, dude.
Ugh, I hate it.
You can make so many units at once.
And that's the thing, is that all the units are expendable like that. And that's where...
Yeah, exactly.
With my type of play, it just does. I'm too slow. I'm just too slow for this game, man.
I played some multiplayer. The placement matches were fun, because I was playing against people who like hadn't touched StarCraft since StarCraft 2 just came out.
Oof.
So they were just pretty lost, and I was totally cool about it. Like, we totally played like a macro game. We just like got the biggest and baddest armies we can, and then but then once I got ranked, I'm in gold right now for like 3v3. Holy shit, are those people good? Like, I'm already like, the thing about Heartless Swarm is there's so many different ways to just piss off your opponents.
Nice.
It's so frustrating. Like,
it's because people just don't know how to defend against stuff yet.
Yeah, but like, some of the stuff needs to get nerfed. Like, there's the Mothership Core is the unit that comes out of the Nexus for Protoss.
Okay.
And it can do like a time warp ability where it slows down the ground around it. It can energize a Nexus and make it kind of like a cannon for like a minute. Or it can morph into the Mothership eventually, and it can do a recall. But the thing what people are doing right now is they make one as soon as they can. You can make one the second you have your Cybernetics Core down, which is probably about 4 minutes in, maybe. And once you make that one, you can just fly it over to other person's base under their mineral line and just kill all their workers.
Yeah, okay. That'll be something that
gets. Yeah, and the problem is no other race can get anything air that quickly. Like, it's not possible. Wow. And that happened to me the other day, and it totally threw me off. And then,
I heard you can get, like, Terran can put up their turrets way faster now, though. They can get way. Their turrets can come up a lot quicker now. So air defense can be.
Yeah, but you still right now. But you still need an engineering bay before you throw up a turret.
Okay, but once again, you can get those down quick, though. You can get those down, but way before 4 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you don't build a barracks. If you just skip a barracks and build an engineering bay, but you can't do that. You have to build a barracks first.
Yeah.
It's tough, and then Zerg, I feel like Zerg would have even more of a problem than anything, because, you know, Zerg has the queen, but if you pop a time warp on top of the queen, they're all slowed down, and you can just kill them, and then that's it. That's game over.
That's game, yeah.
Yeah, so they definitely, I think they're going to hot fix that, because it's pretty bad right now. But I'm having a blast still, though. It's so much fun.
But the thing is, with Blizzard and how StarCraft works, is they're not going to nerf anything until they see it get used pro level and see it become an issue on the pro level.
Which was this last weekend, but I didn't watch the tournament.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, huh? The tournament just was up.
It was
yeah.
MLG Dallas, I believe.
Ooh, that's, dude, I gotta start watching more of that. I love watching StarCraft matches, dude. That's like one of those things where I'm not good at baseball, but I love watching baseball.
Exactly.
And it's just like I'm terrible at StarCraft, but I love watching StarCraft matches.
Yeah, we should go to MLG Anaheim this year. You should go with me, dude.
I'm in, dude.
Oh, hey, what are we doing about WonderCon?
When is that?
It is at the end of this month.
We'll look up tickets and go.
I'm going to vote for Friday. I don't think I can go on Saturday.
Okay, I think I can, because the girl at my work right now is going on vacation, so I fill in for her, so I'll start getting, like, weekends off and stuff, so.
Okay, we'll get in touch, because my nephew's birthday party is on Saturday, so.
Okay, well, I can probably put up unavailable on Friday, so I'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Just a little day trip.
Yeah, a little day trip over to WonderCon.
And, so, okay, we'll get back to Heart of the Swarm. I fucking love it. I love the ranking system. I love that when you play, you get experience. That's, like, probably one of my biggest things. Because in StarCraft II, it's like, you play and play and play and play and play. And the only thing you really get, like, that shows how good you're doing and how much you've done is either your ranking on the ladder, which is, whatever. Personally, I don't think it's as important. You know, I think more importantly, have fun and just, like, just test yourself when you're playing, you know, see what cool shit you can do.
Yeah.
And two, the little achievements. But besides that, there wasn't much for me to keep playing and be like, yeah, man, I just accomplished that, you know. But in Heart of the Swarm, everything you do is a level system now. And when you level, you don't get, like, special privileges in the game like you're playing fucking Black Ops. It's just there after your screen. It shows your experience points. You might unlock a new portrait, and then it shows you, like, your actions per minute and all that stuff. And I'm just obsessed. There's nothing better than when you win a match in this and your name pops up on the screen. Have you won a multiplayer match yet, Matt?
No, I haven't played any multiplayer.
Have you played, like, versus computer?
Nope.
When you play, I even love playing against AI. By the way, I got to the hardest level against AI.
Really?
Elite. Woo!
Dang, dude. Look at you.
Got my ass kicked. Like, you go up and up and up, and then there's very hard. And I was like, God, what's after very hard? And I just kept trying and trying and trying. And then it just said elite. And I got a little achievement for it. And then I went to play versus AI again. I was like, oh, I bet I could change the difficulty. And it says, you are at the highest difficulty. I was like, yes. I was so
dude,
pumped.
That's nuts, bro.
And that AI gets fucking good, too.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near that skill level at all for that game.
But that's what's great, though, because when you play against computer, the AI is matched with your skill. If you play a game against them, Matt, and you're not slaughtering them, your next game, they're not going to be that much harder. You know, it works really well.
I'll take a shot at it, but the computer's going to whip my ass for like five
that's
times.
That's okay, though. But the computer, like, let me tell you this, Matt. If you're going to play computer and start and Heart of the Swarm, you know what you need to do? Watch that timer and be ready when 7 minutes hits.
7 minutes.
It's almost.
How
proven.
Do I be ready? What do I be ready? Do I have more units? Do I have better defenses?
Both.
Both.
But I'm saying the computer you play against in StarCraft almost always pushes at the 7 minute mark.
Okay.
I don't know why. It just always seems to happen.
That's just about that time, huh?
Exactly. Well, that's kind of the time in pro games, too. Kind
gotcha.
Of.
Gotcha.
But it depends, though, because in pro games, one person may be pushing at 7, and the other person may go for an expansion and put up some defense and try to hold it off. And if he does hold it off, the person who attacked him is going to be in a bunch of shit.
Yeah, of course.
But the campaign is so good.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
What's the last mission you did in the campaign?
Oof, that's a great question. It was Thursday night, probably, and last mission. So I just got, like, my second brood mother to join me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
really early. Have you transformed yet?
No.
Oh.
You transformed back into Zerg Kerrigan or what?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the game.
Gotcha.
You're becoming the Queen of Blades.
Nice.
It's the story is so good. It's so good. And I like the story in the last game. I really did. But this one, like, I'm shocked that I'm actually enjoying it this much.
That's good. Well, like, that's Blizzard just doing a good job being storytellers.
Like the cinematics, the relationship between Rainer and Kerrigan. Like, and then when you're done with missions, you can mutate your soldiers. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool, but I'm never going to see that change. And little did I know, the second you mutate him, it happens in every mission you're in.
Yeah.
Like, so cool. Like, for the Zerglings, what'd you choose for the Zerglings for your mutation?
Attack speed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did the split into three and the insta-spawn.
Oh, see, I don't think I have that deep. Because I only have, like, that first level of mutations right now.
Oh, you haven't done an evolution mission yet.
I haven't done an evolution mission
yet. Okay. I'm not spoiling anything, but...
Yeah, I have the mutation stuff. So I did, like, banelings. My banelings heal as well as do damage. But then I changed that to just have a bigger splash radius. Yeah. And then my Zerglings attack faster.
I'm not spoiling this in any way. It's going to happen like your next mission.
Okay.
When you go to where you upgrade your units, there's a button on the bottom that says evolution mission. And you click on it, and it goes to whichever unit. Like, for the Banelings, it'll go to them, right? And then you'll play a quick little thing as one kind of Baneling, and then a quick one as another. And then you get to choose which mutation you permanently want on them.
Ooh.
Like, the one I chose for the Banelings, when they hit something, they break into two little ones.
Nice.
And, like, for
so the... It's kind of like a cluster bomb of Banelings.
Exactly. And the other one, I can't remember what the other one is.
That's the shit.
But, like, for Zerg, one of them is, like, the super speedling Zerg with wings on their back, and they can jump up cliffs.
What?
And then the other Zergling you can choose if you want it. Instead of two Zerglings coming from a larva, it's three, and they hatch instantly.
Damn.
Yeah. And then there's ones for the roaches, too. There's ones for... what's the other unit? There's another one, too. There's one for the Hydralisk, too. It's pretty cool. I've gotten pretty far in it so far. I'm planning the next couple days to really knock it out and at least finish the campaign, so... But I'm so excited that I'm enjoying it this much because I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I just, like I said, I just haven't had time to sit and enjoy really anything as of right now.
That's fine, but you work a lot. I mean, shit, come on.
It's been a lot of movies, and I wish I had more comic books, but movies, TV shows. I've been watching a lot of TV shows, like a good half hour of Archer, or hour of Archer, stuff like that, so...
Speaking of TV shows, we're going to move on, but Heart of the Swarm will step your geek up.
Ooh, so hard. You guys, if you do not have Heart of the Swarm, you're missing out heavily.
Even if you're not into, like, real-time strategy,
you don't have
watch some videos on YouTube of the campaign, and I'm sure you'd be kind of interested in it.
Even the campaign will walk you through step-by-step, though. If you just do a little tutorial, a couple tutorial missions, it'll take you step-by-step. Hop in the campaign. The campaign is slow. It starts you off slow. Builds the pace up nice and easy.
And you can choose your difficulty levels on every mission if you want to take it easier on yourself.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you guys. It's everybody can get into this game because the story is just on another level. That relationship between Kerrigan and Rainer is it's great, 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 great stuff.
So good. Walking Dead episodes 5 and 6.
Yes. So this is one. So we finally have the face to face with the governor.
Oh yeah, okay. Face to face meeting with the governor.
Yeah, face to face meeting with the governor. Governor breaks down, and he kind of has Rick shows all of his cards, man.
Dumbass. You know,
anytime the governor mentions something, Rick just you know, just.
What else do you need, governor?
The governor knows exactly what to. Tweaks all of Rick's buttons, dude. The one issue I had with that episode of 5, though, the showdown between, like, the lieutenants with Daryl and the governor's lieutenant guy, Martinez. That was really corny.
It was super really, corny.
Really bad.
It's like, oh, you got a problem? And then they go have a cigarette together. I'm like, oh, come on.
Then they have their little heart-to-heart. Yeah, like, we're just going to kill each other anyways, bro.
Like... Bro, just what happened in the battlefield. Like,
yeah.
You know what I hate?
Stop it.
I hate how mean everyone is to Michonne.
Well, she's kind of a crazy.
Who gives a shit? She hasn't bothered anyone?
Yeah, she has.
How?
She kind of stabbed a dude in the eye right now, and no one really knows why.
The governor?
Yeah.
The governor sucks. He deserved to get stabbed in the eye.
Okay, we all know that. Not everyone else in the show knows that.
I just don't like how Rick's little crew hates her.
Yeah, well, they don't know her. They don't trust her.
I know, but I feel like she's a valuable asset. She has a fucking katana, and she's always saving people by chopping their heads off.
As far as they know, she's just a crazy... Now, Carl knows she's cool after their little go-around in the little town and stuff like that. Like,
oh, yeah, for the
picture. Yeah, Carl knows what's up. And Rick knows what's up. That's the important part. But everyone else is, like, kind of weird about it. And the thing is, the reason why Rick knows about it is because he has that conversation with Herschel at the end where he says, you know, I know. And the reason why I brought you out here is I need you to talk me out of what I'm about to do.
And I was like, ooh.
Exactly. Because Rick knows. Like, Rick knows that the governor is just a bad, bad man.
What was that?
Did you guys hear that?
I did.
Yeah, that was people down there screaming about the basketball game, probably.
Oh. Okay, so then we go on to the next episode.
So next was episode 6 there. So this one was excellent.
Yeah, it was very good.
Andrea finally shows her true colors. Yep. And what I like about this is they did it a little different because back in the comics, they have her as like this badass gun-toting gal. In this one, she's kind of like an assassin.
Yeah.
and we were talking about like everybody was like, why does she carry like a little blade? You know, like she carries out the stupid little knife. Like, why doesn't she have a machete and shit like that?
So and no one knows.
And that's the thing is no one knows she's holding it. So that's,
yeah,
you
know, exactly.
That's perfect. That's the way you want it back there. So Andrea's finally starting to be awesome again, and I'm glad because they were ruining her so bad, and now she's at a perfect point now.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool when like the governor was going to get her, and then she went in the door and just hid behind it. I was like,
hell
yes.
Yeah, when she just let loose all that stairwell of zombies on
But then, of course, after that, I was like, he's not fucking dead.
Of course not.
Like, they tried to make it seem like he was dead. I was like, he's not dead.
Of course not.
Come on.
Yeah. And
Come on.
Yeah, come on. We're not dumb, y'all. Come on. This is Robert Kirkman.
But I did love how before this episode, in episode 5, when that epic music was playing, he talks to everyone and goes, we're going to war. I was like, yes!
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, that was a good like build-up scene, stuff like that, for sure.
So then we go on and Tyrone.
Tyrone, my boy, handling business finally.
Hell yeah, I was so pumped. They were finally Tyrese. Sorry, yeah. The other guy was Tyrone, right?
Yeah,
T-Dog. I was so pumped they finally like started putting him in it again.
Yeah, him and his daughter are handling business now. They kind of see the evil ways of the governor, but they don't really know which way to go.
Exactly,
which is cool. So there's a lot of this, especially 6 had so many like little twists and turns and people doing dastardly things, you know, burning up all the zombies.
Hey,
and
who
stuff
do you
like
think
that.
Burned the zombies?
Oh, it was his boy. It was his right hand man guy for sure.
The scientist?
Yeah.
What if it was Morgan?
It wasn't Morgan.
What
Morgan's
if?
With Rick.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Morgan from that he met at the town.
Yeah, remember he goes and gets him with Carl and Michonne,
and he doesn't
back to the prison with him.
No, he doesn't go to the prison with him.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Kenny,
dude,
he
stays
with them. He leaves with them.
No, remember they're leaving Morgan's little area, and he's out there with the zombies on the cart. He doesn't go to the prison with them. He says, "I need to clean."
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So
no, it's not Morgan.
What
it's
if he followed
it's
him?
It's the
and
guy
it was him.
Because he even says it. Because he's even like, because the governor hasn't told. The only people that know this are the governor and Martinez and that other dude that the zombies got burned up, right? And the governor's in the town asking people because no one's heard of it. Martinez and the other dude aren't even out of the truck yet. And then his little boy comes up and is like, sorry to hear about all the zombies getting burned. And that's when the governor goes, he's like, have you found out? Did you know who it was? And the governor says, I think I just found him.
Oh.
So it was him, dude.
What if it was Morgan, though?
It wasn't Morgan.
Me and my conspiracy theories, huh?
And they're terrible.
No way. They're dead
on. All
your
conspiracy theories have been off. Way off.
Nope. Well, Rick's not losing his hand, so whatever.
Are you kidding me? What do you mean? Episode 5, when all the governor did was show his hands to Rick the whole time, like, she puts his hands up the whole time, just showing. That's so heavy foreshadowing.
He had his hands up. He just had his hands up.
No, and the whole episode, he keeps going like, take it easy there, guy. And he does it like 3 or 4 times. He puts his hands
up. That's not foreshadowing. Right? That's him holding his hands up.
It is. So
I thought you were going to say it's foreshadowing because he had his hand down at his side a lot because he'd been stabbed in the chest.
Well, there's a little bit of that, but not. The governor keeps showing his hands, showing those hands. He's focused on the hands. The hands are gone, Kenny. The hands are gone.
I'm not convinced.
They're gone.
No. Yep. No.
Oh, it's one of them is definitely gone.
No, they aren't. Just because the governor puts his hands up doesn't mean it's like a.
But he does it like 4 times, Kenny.
Because he's an asshole. He's the governor.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm gonna take your hand, fool. I'm gonna take your hand. I'm a crazy, crazy asshole. I'm taking that hand.
How does it?
Taking that hand. Watch that episode again.
Oh, it ends with Andrea in the torture chair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And the crazy thing is, like, the governor, when he's like sitting there, like having like an orgasm, like thinking about like Michonne in those chains.
Yeah.
And then now Andrea is gonna be the girl that he's raping and freaking. Like, I had like. So I'm going to tell you right now, I was having crazy like thoughts of what the governor like did to his wife and stuff like that. Like, I was like, did the governor like rape his wife to death or something? Like, I think he's like into this like torture shit, you know?
Maybe.
And he's like bringing all those like tools out. Like, I'm like, was he going to like rape Michonne to death and then like test on her? Like, I'm just like, cause in the books, like that was kind of like his thing was like, he was trying to kill her, raping her. And then, that's when Rick and everybody like rescued her in the book.
Yeah. So
I think it's getting so creepy. That fucking governor is so fucking creepy.
Yeah, dude, he's getting super creepy.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's just, oh man, watching that,
it's almost like becoming too much sometimes. I'm like,
Yeah, he just makes my skin crawl. Like, the imagery in my head was going in such horrible places watching that movie.
And he's such a good actor too. You're just God damn it.
Oh, you're creepy. Oh, you're creepy, man.
Oh, you're so creepy, bro.
Governor.
You got any game reviews, iOS reviews, anything like that?
Yeah, so I actually played and it's not really a full review, but what I actually did is I played Monster Hunter Tri's demo out on the Wii U, came out. And it also came out for the 3DS as well. So I have a nice little comparison for everybody. I played the Wii U version first and I loved it. It was great controls, just like I remember them being. Monster Hunter definitely needs to, I wish they would kind of update their style. They still feel very archaic in this type of new age space of action RPGs and fighters and stuff like that now, where this is still, you know, pretty slow and clunky. It sucks because you're fighting an animal that's moving way faster than you, is way stronger than you. And you still go to take a potion and then flex after you take the potion. And it's the longest, most stressful delay in any game ever, because all you can see is in the background, you sit there flexing like a jackass and this dinosaur mammoth thing is ready to kill you. And it's just like, go, 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 go.
run.
And you're just yelling at your screen. It's intense. It's a great game. The water fighting is still just, I love how smooth the water fighting is in that game. Like, normally when I go into water in games, I hate it because I feel like I'm always like at a really big disadvantage. And in this game, it's so much stress on you when you go into water with something that's 4 times your size, that's moving way faster than you in the water, and you're sitting there having to dodge it and move around it, and you're literally a bath toy to this thing. And it's so stressful, but it's so satisfying when you kill shit. It's so great. I absolutely love it, man. And the demo just consists of 2 missions. One's in one of the newer ice levels where you're kind of kill this like yeti looking thing that's like mixed with penguin and rabbit bear. It's a really creepy, like, yeah, because it like slides on its stomach like a penguin.
Rabbit
but
bear.
But it has like rabbit ears, but it's kind of like the size of a big, huge polar bear, and it growls at you and roars at you and stuff like that too. So it's a really weird kind of animal. but it's mean and ferocious and just absolutely dangerous, man. Like, he's a big, mean bastard, but it's so satisfying just to, like, smash your big sword, like, into his dome and stuff like that. Like, it's just, it's a very satisfying game when you get some really clean hits in, you're doing really well against a monster. Once again, the water fighting's intense. That mission was really cool. So you got to have a water fight as well with a big, huge water dragon that was mean and nasty. And you have to fight him on the ground and in the water. So just a lot of fun with that. The Wii U was great. The gamepad itself kind of acts as like a secondary menu system, so you can kind of scroll a little faster through stuff and one-click items to use them a little quicker. It's nice. It's not the most intuitive or the best way to use it, but it works. It gets the job done for sure. Now, as far as on the 3DS, it was awful. It was much slower because you only have the one joystick. So I'm actually... It really needs that extra gamepad piece on there. But the problem is I don't know if they sell it for the 3D yet, the XL. So I'm going to need to look up for that to see if they have an XL extra joystick. Because I think if you put two joysticks on this, it'd make the game way better. Because they have that little expansion piece you can put on the normal 3DS. So I don't know if they have that for the XL yet, which they need to. Because this game is – it feels borderline broken with only one joystick to control the camera and everything like that, and it's just brutal because you're trying to use the stylus to move cameras and then move with the joystick, and you're just, your hand is nowhere near where it needs to be for the buttons to attack and things like that. And to make a game that's so stressful anyways, because you are very slow and the beasts are so much more powerful than you are, to now kind of be crippled by controls makes it just, it feels like I said, borderline broken.
That sucks.
I do not recommend this game on the 3DS. It is not fun. It is just a pain in the ass. On the Wii U, however, it is a blast. It is a great, great time and at least on the demos. We're gonna have Monster Hunters getting released on tomorrow on Tuesday, so I'll be picking that up and giving a big full time review on that shortly. But as right now for the demo, it's just a blast. Go get on the Wii U. It's a free demo. You get like 20 plays on it. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Good. My only game review is for a phone game I've been playing called Vector. And it's pretty much like think Mirror's Edge, but side-scrolling. And you're just running around and pressing up to jump over things and down to slide under them.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, it's super simple. I think it was free. It might have costed $1. But that doesn't bother me because it's one of those games that you just keep playing because you want to get farther. And it's like there's like little parkour tricks you do and
did
stuff.
Did you say it might have costed $1 or it costed $1?
Are you making fun of my grammar right now, Matt?
I am. I'm calling you out on your grammar right now. Because it sounded like you said it costed $1, like it had...
You
it had
know what I meant! You know what I meant!
I'm sorry. Continue your review.
No, I'm done. It'll step your geek up, okay? Whether it cost or costed you $1, it will step your geek up.
Or it accosted $1.
Yeah, accosted.
Thought it had relationships, you know.
Matt, did you see any movies? Shut up. Did you see any movies?
Yeah, hold on one sec. I'm sorry. I'm laughing right now. I saw Looking for Friends for the End of the World, I believe is the name of it.
Oh, with Steve Carell?
Yeah, Steve Carell and Keira Knightley, actually.
I've been back wanting to in action.
Yeah, Searching for Friends of the End of the World. It's hard to give this movie a recommendation. It's hard to say it's going to step your geek up. It's a good movie. It's definitely not a waste of your 2 hours for sure, or hour and a half, a little bit over. But the one reason why I highly recommend this, I highly recommend a scene in the movie because I laughed so hard. They come across a restaurant that's still open. You know, they got like 10 days to live or something like that at this point. And they come across a restaurant called Frenzies, Friendlies. It's kind of like a TGI Fridays or something like that. And everybody in there's on ecstasy.
Because it's the end of the world.
Because it's the end of the world. And it is hilarious. It's very, it's a great scene. If you don't go watch the movie, just YouTube the scene of that, because it is
right now.
It's so good. It's really, really good.
YouTube.com. What should I type in? Friends of the End of the World Ecstasy?
Yeah, searching for the Friends of the End of the World Ecstasy scene. And the best part about it is the girl from Community's in it. I don't remember her name. She's a blonde. I'm pretty sure she's from Community. And then TJ Miller is another one of the waiters in there. And they are just, it is hilarious how funny this scene is. And I loved it. So the movie itself, worth a rent, Redbox, a Netflix maybe. Not gonna step your geek.
I heard it was kind of sad.
It definitely isn't. It doesn't end on a high note. I'll let you know on that.
Obviously.
but the scene itself and the frenzies. I just don't remember the name of the restaurant. It is totally gonna step your geek up. That should be a scene everyone should be talking about and quoting because it is hilarious.
Huh. Anything else? You see anything else? That's it.
No, that's what I had. And I've been watching a lot of Workaholics and also Archer season 3.
Yeah, I've been catching up on my Workaholics too.
Yeah, I'll give an update on a show called The Following with Kevin Bacon. I'll be watching that probably this upcoming week here, next few days. I'll be watching a lot of that, so.
Okay, as you know.
Oh, and just a real quick. Go ahead. We'll do this and I'll announce all this after. Okay. I'll announce what's up.
And Matt gave me a heads up that last time I talked about documentary and I pretty much spoiled it. So I'm going to talk about documentaries, but I'm not going to spoil them.
Cool. Thanks, Kenny.
He was like, well,
you were like,
you
really
should have reviewed it because you just told me the whole documentary.
Yeah, because you were like that really long trailer where you're like, well, you got to watch that movie anymore. I just saw the whole plot. Like,
it's like seeing a shitty comedy and seeing all the funny parts in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. First one I watched that I just finished today, it was called Proxy. And it was a documentary that studies the workplace harassment and violence that happens and leads people, because who a lot of people don't know, going postal came from the U.S. Postal Service in the late 80s, early 90s, and all the Postal Service workers hated their jobs so much they were shooting up their workplaces. So that's where the term going postal came from, and it's based around how that has transitioned into the modern day and why do bosses treat everyone like shit. So that was, it was pretty interesting.
Cool.
Second one I watched, which I loved, and I think a lot, Matt, you'd probably love it too. It was called Heckler.
Heckler.
It was about people that heckle in the crowd at comedians.
Oh, what an assholes.
It was so good because it was showing all these different heckles and the comedians making fun of them. And it wasn't like just some random dude making it. Like, there was almost every comedian you can think of is in this getting interviewed. Like, what's his name? Jamie Kennedy is like one of the main guys they follow around. And he actually and they're showing how everything is like affected by heckling, like how it affects comedians, how people who think they're critics and they're not, you know, and all sorts of cool stuff. But it's got like Jamie Kennedy, Doug Benson, the guy who does Fear Factor, what's his name, the buff guy,
Joe Rogan,
Carrot Top, all sorts of like classic stand-up comedians, and it's interviewing all of them about like heckling. And then it shows a bunch of like crazy videos too of them like coming back on people. It's really funny. Oh. But I thought it was it's a really good documentary. It was really cool, very lighthearted, unlike most of the documentaries I watch. I also watched a documentary called Reindeer Spotting, Escape from Santa Land.
Oh.
You want to guess what it was about?
No.
Come on, give it a guess.
What was the name again?
Reindeer Spotting, Escape from Santa Land.
People in Norway killing reindeers.
Oh my god, you're pretty close actually.
Okay.
Not killing reindeers though.
Oh, okay.
It's people in Finland. Oh wait, not Finland. Yeah, it was Finland. Yeah. It's a Finnish documentary. People in Finland who are addicted to drugs. Essentially, it's called Subutex.
Gotcha.
And it's like readily available there. It's like a prescribed. I can't remember the exact. It's something for allergies or something. I don't know. But they shoot it up. And this dude, it's all in Finnish. So if you're gonna watch it, if you prefer subtitles. I don't really know if it'll step your geek up. I found it interesting because it shows this guy who's like just the lowest of low, and he's working on becoming something else, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought it was, and I thought one of the coolest parts was the town they were in. It was Rovaniemi, Finland.
No idea.
Yeah, I know. See, I thought it was cool. It'll step your geek up if you like weird shit like I do. Nice. The other one the last one I watched, last documentary, I Think We're Alone Now. And this is a documentary.
I think we're alone now.
Who sings that, Matt?
Doesn't really matter. I don't know.
Tiffany.
There you go. I think it was like one name, something.
Guess what the documentary is about?
Tiffany.
People that stalk Tiffany.
Actually, I think I saw that on Netflix, but I didn't turn it on and watch it.
Dude, it's really good. It's really weird. It's super weird. It's Tiffany was from the late 80s, right, I think? And it's this guy who lives in, like, Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Who's been stalking or, like, being obsessed with Tiffany since the 80s. She actually put a restraining order on him at one point, and he is mentally disabled. Like,
gotcha.
But he doesn't seem like it. He's just, you know, but he's like, whenever he talks to someone about her, he's like, yeah, yeah, she's one of my best friends. Yeah. I talked to her last night, but he never did. And he goes like all her book signings and he like just doesn't shut up and like won't stop talking to her. And then there's another dude who's like he's like a transvestite and he's obsessed with her. It's really weird. Like, you know me, I'm always watching this weird ass shit, but it's super interesting too. And all this stuff happens, but, I'd check out any of those. If you're bored and you just need something to watch on the background on Netflix, those ones are great. Especially like, Heckler and, mainly Heckler. If you just need something to watch that you don't need to pay too much attention to, put on Heckler because there's not necessarily a storyline to it. It's just showing a lot of stuff.
Nice.
And I forgot what I was going to say.
Me too. Are you all done with movies?
Yeah, those are the movies I watched.
Yeah, you got emails.
Not really.
No emails. Okay.
Well, we had one from Aaron saying, he said Kenny. Vegas. He said Vegas or St. Patrick's Day memories.
I have a great St. Patrick's Day in Vegas memory where I got to see Street Dogs, Dropkick, and Flogging Molly on the same show.
Oh, you little son of a bitch.
House of Blues Vegas. Great time.
I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day anymore.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really celebrate this year. We just all watched Walking Dead, called it the St. Patty's Day Fiesta.
I'll never forget my first St. Patty's Day when I was partying because I drank like 2 Coke bottles full of vodka and I was hungover for like 3 days. Pretty sure I had minor alcohol poisoning.
You're not supposed to drink vodka on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, and I did. I drank way too much of it. At one point, I was screaming.
That's just the Irish getting that back at you, telling you did wrong. You did wrong, Kenny.
I should know better. I am Irish, but... Nah. Yeah.
See, you did wrong by your countrymen, your blood.
But it was funny because that night I was trying to go, of course, being a genius. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get my car and drive home. And my friend was like, dude, it's at my house. And I was like, I know. I'm going to drive home. He's like, no, I'm driving you home and I will come pick you up tomorrow to get your car. I was like, you know what? No, fine. Drop me off at home. I'm going to walk to your house and get my car. He was like, no, you're not. I was like, yeah, I am. I got my iPod and my headphones. I'm just going to walk back and I'm going to get your car. And he went, you're going to get my car in the morning. I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'll bet you $20. I was like, I'll bet you 20 bucks when you get up in the morning, your car won't be in the driveway. And he was like, all right, sure. And then I've never heard the end of it because then the next day I was like, I was saying what? I was betting him that his own car wouldn't be in his driveway.
Of course you were.
Good old St. Paddy's Day, bringing the best out of all of us.
Yeah, buddy.
Aaron said, what are our thoughts on, quote, musicians who make music off of their laptops?
Yeah, those, I don't even know why you put quotes around that, because those are just people that press play. That's not a musician, and yeah.
Yeah, it's called Fruity Loops. I'll respect a DJ when he uses turntables.
Yeah.
With records on them, not the electronic ones.
Yeah, if you're just sitting there putting on your playlist and you're downloading that from Pandora or Spotify, I don't want to hear you.
Yeah, I remember going to parties and seeing people on a laptop with just like a playlist on iTunes.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm the DJ. I'm like, you're not a fucking DJ. Like, give me my iPod. I'll plug that in. Done.
Yeah. Did someone pay you to bring your laptop to the party? And then, you know you could have just done that, right?
You know you could have given me a beer and I would have done that for you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's just that makes no sense.
And that's it, I think. I think
we got.
Do we have any iTunes reviews? Probably not.
No, we don't. But what I did want to tell you guys, so to all of our Valentine's Day winners, I will be getting in contact with you guys this week. Just because when I got back from Hawaii, I actually got my card number got stolen and I got a bunch of money ripped from me by some dude. I mean, and the guy I took to Hawaii, we both got our card numbers swiped at probably from some store. We were at the ABC stores or something down in Maui. So, yeah, I had to – Bank of America had a hold on like $1,200 on my account or something like that. So I wasn't able to get to you guys. And
where did you spend the money at?
Oh, such horrible places like Match.com and Zeus and some escort service in San Francisco was one of them.
That's what they did with the money?
Yeah, they used it to get laid on my dime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, it was bad because I was looking at all the charges because I remember I opened up my bank account one morning and it said $0. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, no way. I just went to the bar last night. I was like, I'll just throw some money in there so I can get gas in the, you know, and I'll check it out later. And then I go back that morning, you know, I transferred some money from my savings to my checking because I don't usually keep a big balance in my checking. You know, a few hundred bucks usually. And I went back in. Then it was like -$700. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, no way, dude. So
I didn't get that drunk last night.
And I was like, I didn't get that wasted. I was like, I wasn't at a strip club last night.
Yeah, we weren't at the Hustle.
Yeah. And so I went in, and then Bank of America, I got an email from them like, we have detected, you know, false charges on your debit account, debit authorization stuff. And I was like, no shit, Sherlock. Like, let's get at this thing. And they locked up my account, and I had to call them up. And, yeah, it was like $1,200 between, like, ctdhelp.net, I guess is the escort service. So, basically, what this guy tried to do was buy into matchmaking sites. Couldn't get any pussy that way. And so I just went and bought an escort.
Oh, my God.
And, like I said, got laid on my dime. So, whoever you are out there that got laid on my dime, you're welcome.
Hey, you know what? Good looking out on Bank of America, though.
Yeah, no, great looking out. Then they got all my money refunded to me just a couple days ago, like Wednesday. I finally got every dime back, so that was awesome.
Yeah, was it one time on the way out to Vegas with my friend Mike? I was like, that same trip when I won a bunch of money, we were on the way out, and I was like, oh, I got to go to the ATM and pull out money. It was like, he picked me up at like 5:30 in the morning, and I went to the ATM at the 7-Eleven that I always go to, and I was like, pull out $300, and it was like, we're unable to process this right now. I was like, okay. I was like, hey, let's go to this gas station, ATM in there. And I was like, pull $300. We're unable to process this. I was like, oh, we'll just get it on the road. Let's get a coffee and let's get going. So all the way, like every off-ramp, we're getting off, like trying these different ATMs. And Wells Fargo said, what the fuck are you doing trying to pull out $300 at 5:30 in the morning on a Saturday? And they like totally blocked my card off. And I had to spend like 20 minutes with them on the phone. And I'm like, no, it's me. She's like, okay, well, give us some more information. Like, it says you're here. Why are you there when you live an hour away? I was like, I'm on the way to Vegas. And then she's like, oh, okay, it makes sense now. I was like, yeah. So.
Yeah, I had – that was – it was kind of crazy, man, just because I was a lot of money missing in my account. I was just like, what the shit? But then my buddy that I took to Hawaii with me, he, like, the day before all this stuff happened to me, he was like, yeah, dude, my bank had to cancel my card because some dude was, like, charging a crazy amount of shit on it somewhere. And I was all making fun of him. I was like, you know, you should stop charging porn on your car, so that, you know, all this stuff. And he's like, I don't know what it is, dude. He's like, it's weird. Like, I can't believe I got shut off. And then the next day, all the same shit happened to me, and it's all, like, dating sites and shit. I'm like, ugh.
That's awesome.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I think that's episode 26.
Yes, sir.
No reviews or anything on iTunes, huh?
No, none. Zero.
Please tell your friends, guys.
Let us know about us, guys. We're always here for you guys. We're here with the community. And you know what? If you guys are all we get to talk to every day, our six beautiful listeners, I'll keep talking to my six beautiful listeners. Sounds Thank you guys good. So much for coming around every week and joining us.
Remember, steppergeekup.com, steppergeekup@gmail.com, facebook.com/SYGU podcast.
Steppergeekup on Twitter and Steppergeekup on Instagram.
Matt handles the Instagram and the tweeters.
Yeah, Instagram is just mainly being used when we go to our cons. That's when I'll be using the Instagram a lot more. So
So this year we got WonderCon,
yep.
We got Comic-Con, and yep. We got BlizzCon.
Yep, and I'll also be making an appearance at AnimeCon as well.
When's that?
July 4th.
Where?
Anaheim.
Oh, I'll go with you.
Cool.
All right. It's a date, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, step your geek up. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep